Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's a day.
It is a day.
This is Thursday.
But Thursdays are supposed to be exciting.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't ever remember anyone saying Thursdays are supposed to be exciting. I don't remember that being part of the societal contract we all agreed to.
No, but Bo Bishop used to call it, First Friday? He used to celebrate the idea that Thursdays, you're that much closer to the weekend. It's a fun thing, Thursdays.
Yeah, but isn't the fun thing that you're going to get through today so tomorrow can be Friday?
I think some people turn Thursdays into their Friday. That's not me or you, but
no,
I think...
it can't be because we're not in college
remember
anymore.
When you were in college, though? Thursdays were awesome.
Yeah.
Thursdays were the time to be alive
And if you had gumption, you can make Wednesday that too.
So that's why I went to one thing I liked about going to a school that I went to is that Tuesday and Wednesday and Monday legitimately were for my school. Other places you could find parties and do anything all you wanted. For my school, it was it got a little quieter. You just kind of drank in your dorm room. You just kind of hung out there until you turned 21. You just kind of drank in your dorm room, hung out. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's when you got things going. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were quiet times, essentially.
I'll have you know, any college that had Nick Wilson in it, any day of the week could be a party if you really, really wanted it.
I mean, I've thought about this a lot. My brother went to KU, and part of the reason why he did fine there, but if I had gone to KU, if I had gone to a school that legitimately any day of the week, you could treat it like a Thursday, that might have been problematic for me.
It's pretty funny. We both ended up at the same place.
Yeah.
Meaning two different paths, two different types of college and experience. One of us graduated, one of us didn't, and we ended in the same place.
Should we let the record show that I was the one that graduated at least?
Yes.
Because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe the downtime, maybe if Bowling Green had more of that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you got up for Thursday action, maybe it would have gone a little bit different.
I don't think so.
I was thinking about this.
I was the problem.
For some reason.
It wasn't Bowling Green. It was me.
For some reason, I was thinking about this. Why in radio, listen, producers can be any type of grades or any type of anything, right? Jake Murren, I believe, was a straight A student. I'm pretty sure his grades were pretty, I think they were pretty strong, were they not?
I mean, he strikes me as a hard worker. I don't know. He's a straight A student.
I feel like producers in the business, they tend to have better grades than the host in many ways. I feel like most hosts that do sports radio, they just live in that perfect B to C range.
Yeah.
No.
If you weren't given the you're too smart to be you know whatting around like this conversation, are you really even a sports radio host?
Yeah, I mean,
I got that once a semester.
I feel like that's part of the DNA of the job is to understand that you can try, but you don't have to try that hard.
Yeah, it's like when F around and find out, but you just never find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just F around. And things, somehow they tend to work out.
I mean, is there anybody at the station that had an awesome GPA at any point? I mean, I had a good college GPA. I ended up with a 3.7 college GPA, but I'm telling you, I did not try. We were Dean's List and everything. I did not try at all in the slightest bit, though. Trust me, anybody here would have gotten the same exact grades. It was an okay thing to do.
I'll tell you who did well. Jeff Phelps.
I don't know.
I think, because again, Jeff, obviously not just a radio guy, a TV guy. I think Jeff would have been a quality student.
I think most wacky radio host type people that you meet, because there's that wacky component to it all. We don't take anything seriously enough to go ahead to even get that. And Jeff is a very serious. Jeff's a serious.
I was going to say Jeff's not wacky. That's probably why
human.
I thought that.
Yeah.
Same with Baskin. I bet you Baskin had decent grades. I would say decent.
Hey Jake, did I make that up for you, or did you get 4.0? Were you perfect A student?
Yeah, perfect days.
I knew it. See, I don't know. You told me that at some point or for some reason. But maybe that's why Jake is the producer and we're sitting here being the host. Not because there's any sort of way.
Yeah,
but
Jake, you're capped.
Because your brain.
Welcome to the show.
I'm sorry, your brain. It just works. You're the person that would do the straight A student. You'd be the one to send emails, be the one to respond to emails in an according fashion.
Yeah.
Be able to call people, kind of being a producer. You have to send out a lot of emails, do a lot of. You do a lot of stuff that really works in a 9-to-5 environment, whereas me and you don't.
Yeah.
I've sent 5 emails all year. I don't even know if half of them got to where they're supposed to be going.
The implication here, and we always love the implication on the show, is that Jake is capped because he's too hard of a worker.
I think that might be the case.
Oof.
That might be the case. I'm sorry, Jake.
Inside.
Well, not that he's never aspired to be an on-air host, so that'd be different. If he aspired to be an on-air host, I wouldn't tell him these things.
All right. You know, we have other producers at the station who might be listening, who this applies to, who might actually have aspirations. They're going to use the transitive property on this one to...
Mac doesn't have to. He didn't get 4.0 grades. Mac sits in our wheelhouse.
Absolutely not.
He's like, I feel pretty good about this conversation.
Out of anything, I am more aligned with Nick Wilson in that, so I feel pretty good.
There we go.
I also think, is he like us on steroids?
Wait, what do you mean more aligned with Nick Wilson? Did you not graduate from college?
I mean, yeah, I got through college.
I don't know
what that means.
Now.
Not the original college, but I got through some college.
What does that mean?
The School of Hard Knocks? But I don't know, what are we doing here?
I know nothing about your college journey.
I also didn't finish at the original university.
I know nothing. What was your original university?
Yeah, I went to...
As far as I know, you didn't even go to college now.
I did the community college route.
Oh, community college. Community college to then where?
I went over to Ohio Media School.
Oh. Okay.
You didn't graduate college, okay, fella.
No, I didn't.
All right.
I
also graduated from OMS with love and respect, but you didn't graduate college.
Like I said,
college.
The Nick Wilson route.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as a roundabout way of doing it. That took about too many minutes to figure out. So now that we've completely doxed each other's educational histories and also put producers in their place, it should be noted, maybe we should put Shador in his place, Mary Kay Cabot on with the Morning Boys, and Jason Lloyd, who hates Christmas, by the way.
I think it's big Christmas.
Yeah. That's the war on Christmas.
I told you, there's a reason why in my house we celebrate Hanukkah.
That's
because my wife is Jewish. It's not an anti-John Kenzie Noel take.
This one's going for the Marconi. Mary Kay was on with the Morning Boys and Jason, and had an interesting take on the four quarterback situation for the Browns.
Initially, they were planning probably to keep three in Joe, Kenny, and Dylan when they say pre-draft. Mm-hmm. And then when Shador was added to the mix, he was added as a developmental player, basically, not someone that they really looked at as a week one starter. So he was kind of a add-on. And I just think that there is a chance that they could keep all four.
So I don't think it takes too much straining of your ears here to kind of figure out. It sure seems like the three quarterbacks and then a bit of a distance in Shador Sanders.
Yeah, so the only thing on this that I like naturally felt was the idea that, like, yeah, right now, what is the Browns told you in any sort of way that they think higher of Shador Sanders than what Mary Kay said? Like, they've given us nothing. If you're looking for breadcrumbs with the idea that Shador Sanders is in the same stratosphere as the other three quarterbacks, the Browns themselves, even though you might believe he's got a lot of talent, I believe he's got a lot of talent, but the Browns themselves, in taking him in the fifth round and not giving him number one reps, in basically limiting him relative to the other three quarterbacks, they themselves in actions and words have not told you anything to differ that
and
to differ with that.
And kind of to credit what Mary Kay's saying, even though I'm going to roundabout disagree here in a minute, we're still so early in this that it makes sense that that's still the case. If he started out behind and clearly behind the other three quarterbacks, well, we're not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Not even to camp yet. And camp, I think, is a chance where either he or Dylan Gabriel can kind of catch fire and make a real run at a job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've even seen any of the, I'm not going to call it ramifications, but like almost the reward system attached to the idea that Shador looked good in the time that he was there in mandatory minicamp. I feel like they had a set plan for what they wanted to do for that little stretch. They operated that plan. Then, if he impressed the way that he seemed like he impressed, when they regroup 5 weeks from now, we should be singing a different tune.
Now, the only thing I would say is, and I know Mary Kay's saying this is how the Browns view Shador. When we start talking about developmental quarterback, the Browns' framing of Shador has really, really annoyed me. Mm. And I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to hammer in expectations so that you get in the no-lose situation where if Shador surprises everybody and at any point steps on the field this year, or if he steals the job at any point, oh my, look at the journey where he's come from. But that's not, it's really about if Shador doesn't do anything this year, you can go, well, he was a developmental quarterback. So I understand what they're doing. I just think we've reached a point where it's incredibly disingenuous to say that, because Shador in the pre-draft process, very similar to this idea of nobody had attacked Colorado's offense in the pre-draft process. Nobody had said Shador was a developmental prospect. Right. If anything, he was a you can plug and play. You just might not get the same ceiling as maybe a Cam Ward.
Well, and then also in using him in that fashion, Nick, does not take advantage of the idea that you took him in the fifth round trying to take advantage of the fact that you got so much value out of letting it slide and then taking him where you did. Like, part of the advantage of seeing someone go in the fifth round the way that the Browns did was that you could get second, third, for even late first round value for this guy, and they're just not using him in that way at this point.
Now, we do have a little bit of word here coming from Berea from the Browns, is the Browns have just announced they've got they're going to have 8 free open practices to Browns fans this year. We just got the press release.
Well, that's more than what 5 last year, I think, is what it was.
Hey, we're trending upwards.
You got big mad last year, Adam, for that, and I think rightfully so.
I always will, because I just
remember it.
I got to tell you, my uncle and my dad and I, we didn't have, you know, my family had not a lot of money, and free practices were where I fell in love. Like, mm-hmm. I always was a Browns fan, but really, I mean, Darren Shiverini signing my hat, or Madre Hill signing my hat.
It's lifetime memories.
Even Tim, I mean, I don't want to say even Tim. Tim Couch was the face of the franchise at that time, and he was so incredibly nice to my family, and I've just never forgotten it. So I really do believe that I think that this allows fans who might not be able to afford a game, and I think this is more important than ever.
Oh, for sure it is. They have to speak to these fans.
There's just a reality that when you go to Brook Park, there's going to be a segment of us, and I consider myself on this. Guys, it's expensive now for me to take my family to games. I don't think I'm going to be able to afford to go to games at Brook Park. And granted, there are other ways. We're very lucky in the sports media to be able to go to things because of our connections. But like, if it just comes to like, hey, I want to take my 3 daughters and my wife to,
for sure.
I don't think Brook Park's for me. So like, I think this is even more important. So I don't know if I'm ready to give him kudos yet, but yeah, I'm very happy. Is a tried and true kid who grew up on free practices that we got 8 free open practices for the Browns this year. Some of the dates, by the way. And apparently we got themed days here. Friday, July 25th, Saturday the 26th, Monday the 28th, Tuesday the 29th, we're talking July, and July 30th, and then 3 of the first 4 days in August as well. So I'm sure you guys go ahead and search for that. We'll put it out on 92.3 The Fan's social media, but we love to hear that. We really do.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, we've been going to these training camps for so many years, and one of the cool things is not only getting to watch the kids like have so much fun, but then watch the players interact with the kids, and you just get a little bit of a different viewpoint and everything, and it's always a good time.
216-474-0092. So specific to the Mary Kay audio, if the Browns view Shador Sanders as a developmental prospect, does that mean Shador is behind the other 3 quarterbacks? We've got plenty to get to on the show. We've got quick hits coming up at 2:40. Nick Shook, Cleveland Zone, and also NFL Network extraordinaire. He's joining us at 3. We'll talk a little bit about Shador. We'll talk the quarterback position. We'll also pick his brain on Quinshon Judkins and his upward mobility this year for the Cleveland Browns. Kristen Peek, at NBA analyst for Hoops HQ and NBA TV, joins us at 4:20. We'll talk about possibilities for the Cavs in the second round tonight. Also, some of our favorite NBA draft moves of the last 24 hours. We will get into some of that as well, but is Shador behind the other 3 quarterbacks? And an unflattering comparison For Shador Sanders, I don't think JP's going to like this one in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.